Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
You know, from as far as from a coaching perspective, coaches are getting ready to get out of town for a little bit. Obviously, with the holiday weekend or the holiday week coming up, you know, that guys got to unplug. And we just had a staff meeting. I told those guys, man, it's good to stay off your phones and cut your email off and hang out with your family and relax. And so looking forward to that. From a player standpoint, they had a nice workout on Sunday. The guys are going to work out again tonight on their own. Obviously, we can't do nothing with them. So it's just good to see the player turn out. And the guys are, you know, like I said, trickling back in. And once after the fourth, and people have heard me say this for years on this show, after the fourth, man, we got a lot more of our team coming back. And you kind of start to get singly focused in on, you know, the task and the job at hand, man, which is obviously the 2023 season. So exciting times, man. I know we're getting closer. I think we're about 47 days from August 9th. So, you know, it's getting there. So once the fourth comes, it's really time. So
47 days, that's crazy. Well, let's jump into team updates. Let's jump into fan questions, and we'll start with Ray, who says, I am sure you are already preparing for Crown right now, so he was wondering if you expect any serious wrinkles in their third season for the coaching staff.
Man, you know what? It's funny you asked about Crown, man. We have ran into their coaches a lot during the recruiting season, after the summer recruiting season, and they're feeling good, man. They got a pep in their step, and they feel good about what they got going on and building. So that's going to be a tough game for us. Offensively, they've been rooted in traditionally, you know, 10 personnel, air raid, empty backfield, throwing the ball all over the yard. So there's going to put some stress on our DBs, and our D-line's got to be smart enough to understand that, you know, probably not going to get home, meaning you're not going to get not a lot of sacks because the quarterback doesn't hold the ball much. So we're going to have to just get our hands up, get in the lanes, and linebackers going to have to make their good drops. And then defensively, for our offense, their defense, I don't think it's going to change much. They're going to attack, man. So that's the way that they run their operation over there. They're getting better. So, you know, we've got our eyes singly focused on Crown, man. We can't look at anybody else. We got to be ready for Crown because it's going to be a tough game, game one.
Conrad would like to know, because you play such a condensed season, are you already preparing for the next two weeks' opponents out? So, for example, are you already preparing for Minnesota Morris as well?
No, what you do in the – that's a good question. That's a fair question. What you do in the summer is you break down usually – and every staff I've been on has been different. Some staffs have broken down the first four games, some just the first one, some the first. So, you know, we'll look at the first four games, you know, just look at it. And then when we get to that week, because Crown is – we're not going to have a week one game. We're their week one game. But we'll break down Morris from last year and what we did with them. And then when we see their week one game, that's when we'll go back and look. So when now you can do that in the summer, you can look ahead. But once you get into the, for me at least, I don't know about any other coaches, but once I get into the season, and I can't be looking and worrying, you know, who we play week four or week five, you know, that's why you do your summer breakdown. So when you get to those weeks, you look at your summer breakdown. Okay, this is what they did. Are they still doing this? Are they still true to what they did from 2022 season? So, yeah, but once you get in the season, it's 1 week seasons.
Drew would like to know, he says, what position or positions do you see having the biggest competition this season, and where do you see positions that are already locked as who will be the starters?
I'll say this, you know, all of our positions are open. You know, our quarterback position, Alejandro's going to have to win it. You know, we have a third-year senior safety, Zach Griebel. He's logged 1,200 snaps for us in the last 2 years. He's got to win his position. Like, you know, there are no locked-in positions. Man. Everybody, that's the best thing about, you know, competition, man, and having a good roster, because now everybody gets pushed and you can't get complacent. What I'm excited about, man, I'll say this. I'm excited about our linebacker position. We got some guys in that room that really are ball hawks. I'm excited about our receiving position, you know, with Charlie Wilson coming back. And I'm excited about our offensive line situation, man, with Coach Harris, you know, former NFL Viking offensive line player. He's coaching that group now. This is year two. He's got a spring under his belt with these guys, and he's going to have a whole training camp. I'm excited to see us come out and hopefully be able to move some people and keep the ball on the ground a little bit more than we did last year. So I'd say that.
Let's jump into two questions from Thomas. The first is, of your assistant coaches, who do you see being a successful head coach one day?
Wow. Wow, that's a great question. I'll say this because, you never know when you're ready to be a head coach. It's funny because at the end of the year, I do ask those guys what are their goals, and some guys don't want to be head coaches, and that's fair, you know. But I would say Seth Greenwald, our co-defensive coordinator, D-line coach, I mean, he has some traits, obviously some leadership things that, you know, I could see him in the future, you know, ascending to a head coaching position. And then I'd say, you know, our offensive coordinator, E.J. Shelby, is another guy that's, you know, when the time is right, you know, could ascend to a head coach position. So that's a great question, and it's hard to project that stuff because I know those two guys would want to be head coaches. I got some guys on my staff that said they enjoy just coordinating or they enjoy just being a position coach. So good question.
He would also like to know, who do you think on the team would make a great head coach one day?
Ooh, I like that one. I'd probably say Alejandro Villanueva. He'd be good just from a IQ standpoint, how personable he is, just being able to communicate. I'd say he'd probably be really good. I'm trying to think of somebody on the defense. Defensively, maybe I'd say Evan Miller. He's a coach's son. He's a D lineman for fifth year D lineman for us. Again, being able to motivate, getting people to follow him. I'd say those are to be two guys, I could see doing it. That's a great question.
Don would like to know, what do you think it would take for a Division III football player to make it in the NFL one day?
Well, I'll say this, because we saw a guy from St. John's get drafted. I think he'll believe it, the young man is still in the NFL. One, you got to have the God ability. You have to have the God-given ability. Okay, what I mean by that, if you're an offensive lineman and you're 6'2", playing in the MIAC, you're probably not getting drafted, right? This kid was 6'6", 6'7", up at St. John's, and he had all the tools. So you need the tools, all right? And then you need to have, you have to dominate at this level. It can't just be, hey, I was an All-American my senior year. You better be an all in my mind, you better be an All-American your sophomore year, your junior year, your senior year, you know, and had a really good freshman year for the scouts to come and look and find you. So I think it's dominating at this level, because they're going to look at the competition and saying, hey, you're playing against Division III guys and you're just average. So, you know, it's going to be tough for you to make it in the NFL. But I say having a God-given ability and then dominating at this level. So.
Ricky would like to know, can you believe NFL training camps are just about to begin? Any early predictions on what you think will happen this season?
Oh, my goodness. You got 32 teams, man. It's the parity. I'd say the teams with new head coaches, it'll be a little bit tricky. So maybe be careful with those teams. But, I mean, right, you got to go with the Blue Bloods, man, and what's been true. You know, Andy Reid with Kansas City. Like to see what the Philadelphia Eagles can do with Nick Sirianni year two. The Buffalo Bills have been steady. The Chargers, I feel like the Chargers are always there. I feel like the Niners are always there. Be interested to see what Dallas does. The Giants, I feel like, can take a step. And, with Derek Carr going out to the Saints, it'll be interesting to see what happens down in that division. So it's going to be a lot of good ball this year, man. Too bad I won't get a chance to veg in front of a TV on a Sunday and watch it, but but it is what it is.
Barry says, Coach, there are 12 teams who have never won a Super Bowl. The Bills, the Vikings, the Bengals, the Falcons, Panthers, Cardinals, Titans, Chargers, Browns, Lions, and Jaguars. Oh, and Texans, who have never won a Super Bowl. Which one of those teams do you think will win the Super Bowl first, or will none of the 12 ever win?
No, I mean, I think the Bengals got a chance. I didn't even talk about the Bengals in the last question. I think the Bengals got a chance. I think the Chargers could have a chance. Gosh, the Bills have never won one, huh? Wow. Again,
they lost four in a row that one time.
Yeah, you're right. If you think about how I'm answering the question, I'm thinking about the quarterbacks, man. So the Chargers, the Bills got a quarterback, right? The Bengals got a quarterback. So, I mean, I think those three got a chance, man. I think those three got a chance.
Our buddy Tyler returns and says, the Chicago Street Race is 4th of July weekend, Coach. Any chance of you getting down to Chicago to check that out?
Oh, man, no. Unfortunately, you know, these last two 4th of July, I shouldn't say unfortunately, because if anytime you get a chance to travel and see family, it's a good thing. Fortunately, I'm getting ready to go down to Florida, so I will not be able to. But if I wasn't making the Florida trip, that would have been an easy trip, and that would have been a cool race to be a part of. It'd be interesting to see if they continue it in Chicago, because if that's the case, I would plan to be at the next one of that. So I'm hoping it goes well, and so I can participate in that one.
Coach Taylor and I are going to commute there next year. I'm checking out. Sean would like to know, are there board games you still like to play?
Oh, man. I would love and enjoy an invite for Monopoly. I mean, I used to get lost in that game, and Monopoly was so fun. We'll actually probably play Monopoly as a family when I get down to Florida this weekend. So that's actually funny somebody asked that. But Monopoly, Trouble was always a fun game. I don't know if anybody knows what Trouble is. It was, you know, you had four different little pods, and you had to hit the dice, and then you had to move around the board. So Trouble was always fun. Sorry was okay. I enjoyed Sorry. I'm trying to think what else. But I'd say, yeah, man, Monopoly was the one we looked forward to.
Emma would like to know, you seem like a man who can work with just about anyone, but are there still certain personality types or types of people that you find it hard to work with?
It's funny you should say that. I just got out of a staff meeting, and I just sometimes shake my head at times. And well, what gets people riled up, you know, what people, you know, want to fight for. So, I mean, it's always certain characteristics or traits that you just shake your head. But I just like being around, you know, tough people, guys that don't get rattled, guys that are, you know, they want to find answers, find a way. And I'm always big on just kind of watching people's body language and tone. You know, just guys that got good tone or are very intentional or mindful about their tone. I mean, just having good body language. I mean, I watch all those things. So yeah, that's a great question.
Sally would like to know, do you still have words that you find you have trouble spelling or words that you confuse, like when to use accept, E-X-C-E-P-T, and accept, A-C-C-E-P-T?
I wouldn't say so much now, but there and there used to always be a tricky one. You know, here and here as growing up. And what people don't understand, the English language is the hardest language to learn. It is very tricky, man, so I just want to make sure people understand that. But I'd say now, no. One that always kind of gets is two and two, you know, T-O, T-O-O, and T-W-O. Well, T-W obviously is the number, but T-O and T-O-O, those are ones that sometimes you might use wrong. That's a good question. You are and your. That's one that you got to always be. I'm always very conscious on making sure I don't mess that one up in an email. But that's good. That's funny someone asked that question. Good one.
And what are our words of wisdom for the week, Coach?
You know what? Just sticking with the theme of, you know, just working with people. You know, I'm always talking to our guys and our staff. Man, tough times don't last. Tough people do. You know, like I said, I want to be around tough guys, man, because, you know, the reality is I think a lot of times, especially our players, man. They always think things are supposed to be easy. Well, it's not easy. Playing on Saturdays in the MIAC is not easy. Life is going to be hard. The faster they can understand that and the faster we can instill that and they get it, and let's learn how to pivot and let's learn how to respond, then life's going to be – life still have a much better path in life. So like I said, tough times don't last. Tough people do. So.
Fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.